Tosfos is discussing the topic of whether Mechila needs a kinyan or not. Meaning to say that our Gemara we learned on Thursday, Paskin, that Pshara needs a kinyan. When you make a Pshara, there's a kinyan needed to be made between the litigants to determine that whatever you commit to do, they're going to follow. The compromise or settlement that the Pashran says will be abided by. The Hilchos of Pshara Tzricha Kinyan, even with three dayanim. Tosfos develops from that concept, well, in every settlement and compromise, certainly there's a mechila. The guy thinks he's owed $100,000. The decision by the arbitrator was that he's only going to get 60. The other 40 is being Michael on. And the Gemara said there's a kinyan. Is that a raya to the universal question of whether whatever you have a borrower or a lender, and I mochel the guy money, do I need a kinyan? So at first glance, Tosfos says, well, maybe yes. There's an element of mechila in every pshara. And it said pshara tzricha kinyan. And Tosfos debunks that. And he says, you know what? Pshara is a box. Box it in. Localize it to pshara. Because the truth of the matter is, you cannot bring it as a raya to other areas of mechila. Why is that? The reason for that being is because it is not done out of his own volition. If I'm owed money by a certain person, $100,000, and I wake up one morning and say, I want you, I'm mochel the loan, that's fine. I could be mochel, that's out of my own volition. That doesn't need a kinyan, Tosfos says. But to listen to an arbitrator that imposes a settlement on me, that maybe I do need a kinyan, not maybe, I do need a kinyan to say that I'm going to listen to that fellow. And therefore, Tosfos is of the opinion that mechila ain't sricha kinyan. Tosfos is of the opinion that mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. That's Tosfos' shita. And you can shed no light on this general question from Hilchos Pshara. And the Bahag says no. The Bahag says yes, the halacha is mechila tzricha kinyan, and Pshara is a raya to the global question of whether mechila needs a kinyan or not. So what we have is a fundamental machloikas Tosfos against the Bahag. Most Rishonim, as I gave you today in the Shulchan Aruch, most Rishonim, I think with the exception of the Bahag, Paskin, in Simin Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says Sif Yud Ches, 12:8. Simin Yud Beis Sif Ches says simply, Mechila Ein Tzricha Kinyan. That's the Psak of the Mechaber and Choshen Mishpat. Okay? Like our Tosfos, and I want to point out that the Rambam, I didn't give it to you, but you'll get it down in your notes. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph, writes Beferish, many things don't need a kinyan. And guess what's one is on the list that doesn't need a kinyan? Mechila is one of the things on the list that doesn't need a kinyan. So the Rambam concurs with Tosfos, Rov Rishonim say like that, and that's the Mechaber's Psak in the Choshen Mishpat. Okay? Now the Sma makes a point that that's only, and well, maybe we'll get back to that, that's only if you don't have a shtar. But if you have a shtar that you're owed the money, the Sma claims you need a kinyan. The Sma says you need a kinyan. Not everyone agrees to that. It could be mechila tzricha kinyan, even if you have a shtar. You don't need a kinyan at all. Who argues on that? That's the Ksos quotes in the name, the Miskeres HaShulchan B'Shem the Marashal. That mechila tzricha kinyan no matter what. Okay? So this is a very prevalent opinion, and this is the shita that we want. We generally assume mechila tzricha kinyan. So we've seen two rayas so far in our tesis. Two proofs to this concept that mechila doesn't need a kinyan. Okay? We've seen two proofs of mechila ain't tzricha kinyan, and that's tesis shita, that's the psak of the Rambam, that's the psak of the Mechaber as well, Rov Rishonim against the Bahag. So let's pick it up where we left off yesterday, the third raya of the tesis. Okay? Let's see inside. Nachum, go ahead. Let's see the third raya of tesis, guys. Vavam and Aleph. The big Tosfos in Tzricha Kinyan, we are up to where it says, Ode Raya. It's six lines from the bottom. Ode Raya, go ahead. Six lines from the bottom of the Omud. Ode Raya says Tosfos towards the beginning of the line. Yeah, go ahead. Esrim v'chamesh shanim. If a woman delays, her husband died, God forbid, She delays for 25 years from going to Bais and asking for the ksuba. We know a ksuba is a money payment, Ellie, and it's only paid off when a man divorces his wife, God forbid, or he dies. She waited 25 years to go to a Bais and collect the ksuba. Go ahead. And she never was toveya him in Bais Din. She could get the ksuba of the Yorshim. Go ahead. Mistamish, she was mochel. Go ahead. And it's not talking about a kinyan. There you have it. A third raya. Mechila ain't shricha kinyan. Go ahead. Kidemuchach. That was the case of Chamsa and Reb Chiya. Now, what was the case there? The mother-in-law of Reb Chiya. Now, I want you to get this down, because we should just know the case. The case was, listen to this. Reb Chiya had a mother-in-law. Now, what's your mother-in-law? The mother of your wife, correct? Now, the mother-in-law had a previous daughter from a previous husband. You follow me? Yes? This she had a previous husband and had a daughter.
His wife's stepsister.
Okay? Previous marriage from what? From another man, she had a daughter. Then she had a second husband. He must have died or divorced her. The second husband, she's married. And Reb Chiya's mother-in-law is this woman. Okay? This woman's previous daughter from the previous marriage, Reb Chiya himself marries. So he has a mother-in-law, and he marries the mother-in-law's daughter from her previous marriage. Then the second husband of the mother-in-law dies, and she marries a third man. Who does she marry? Reb Chiya's brother. Then Reb Chiya dies without kids, and she falls to what? Yibum. He can't do Yibum with it because it's his mother-in-law. But who's Yorish? Who's Yorish if someone dies and there are no kids? The brother. So he's been Yorisher. He's been supporting her for these 25 years. He himself has been giving her mazonos. He himself has been giving the mazonos. He says, you want the ksub after 25 years? Forget about it. You were mochalit. You should have asked me. So she claims the reason why she didn't ask, she was embarrassed because Reb Chiya was such a tzaddik, he himself could serve her the food. He says, for 25 years, she was embarrassed to ask. But she never was mochal. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. But at least in Reb Chiya's opinion, he said he didn't have to pay her a thing. Then the Gemara says they went to other Amorim, they went to Rava, and there was a whole discussion whether it was right, was it not right. But for our purposes, the Gemara has this case that's one sheet I want you to get down. That was the case. The other sheet is that Rabbi Yonas Lunil says that Reb Chiya married his niece. You're allowed to marry your niece. It's a Gemara Nivamis. In fact, if you do, you get an added mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to marry your niece, of course, but you get an added mitzvah. He married his niece. He only had one daughter, his brother. The brother died. And who's Yorish? He had no kids. The brother's Yorish. He only had a daughter only, but the daughter's only Yorish when there's no other relative, like Beno Sloftan. So that's the other case. So Yonas Lunil says two possible cases over there. But for our purposes, there was a Mechila. If there was a Mechila, you see Mechila and Sricha Kenyan. So that's Tyson's beautiful raya, okay? It's a beautiful raya, Mechila and Sricha Kenyan. There was no Kenyan made there. Okay, one second, Yosef. Now, I gave you, take a look in the packet now in the Ksos. The fourth page in the packet, okay? The fourth page is really where the Psak is, okay? Go ahead, Nachum. Just read the Psak at Simen Yud Beis Sifches, okay? Take a look at Simen Yud Beis Sifches. Go ahead. It says, Mechilein Sricha what? Mechilein Sricha Kinyan, okay? Here, take a look. It says at Simen Yud Beis Sifches, go ahead, what is the Mechaber's Psak? Go ahead. The Mechaber says what? Oh, we passed him a Mechilein Sricha Kinyan. That's what we said. Take a look at the Ksos. What is just the first line? Read that first line on the top. Mechilein Sricha Kinyan, Kosav Asma. Kosav Asma Lamaisa. What does he say? Just on the right, where I didn't underline. Just the first few lines there, and then you go to the underlines. Mechilein Sricha Kinyan. That's if you're not holding a star to your money. About what?
Look,
you need a real Kenyan. Because if you have a star, it's a real deal. I have a star, someone owes me $100,000. I just say you don't owe me the money. Concretize it more. You need a Kenyan. That's the small. Skip to where I underline. The I in what? The Bureau of the Smog, Essen Memches. It's on the bottom of the Smog. Go ahead. Dimomir.
Okay,
There it is. You say in your heart that you want to mokel the guy. Then you wake up one morning and say, forget about this. You want the money back. It's not game, means you want revenge. Not literally, but you want the money back. What's the din? He says it's too late. Even though you have a shar. Mechila belev works. The cheno chiyach, go ahead. Oh, ksubas kuftala manalf. That's the Gemara we're talking about. Hello, what?
Hello, lo dibrat lo.
She didn't say a word. Akorcha. The ayin shan. Beautiful. She has a star. The ksubas a star. You see, mechila belev works. Not only mechila doesn't need a kinyan, but mechila belev works. She didn't say a word. And you see it works, says the ksos. From the Nisker Sashokim. Says the Ksos, go ahead, it's ridiculous. Go ahead, Uba Einai. Go ahead, a few more lines there. Says the Ksos, this is ridiculous. Uba Einai Yifla Dover. The law what? You need Dibor. Machshava never works. Dvarim shebelev, eino dvarim. That's a famous phrase from Kiddushin Mem Tesim Beis. Dvarim shebelev, eino dvarim. Dvarim shebelev, eino dvarim. Lamais. Yosef, you run to get the I have three of them on my desk there, okay? Thank you, I'm sorry. Dvarim shebelev, eino dvarim. They don't work. The Ksol says, you can't tell me that it works. So what does he say, the Efshar? Oh, what are the mechanics of mechila? It works me than siluk, like we said yesterday. You remove yourself. Ella? Excellent. Next page, back to the Kamo. If you're owed money, and you don't have it yet, mechila works. You can remove yourself from something you don't have yet. Siluk only works, Eli, on something you don't have yet. Aval. Thank you very much. Sorry to bother you. Aval what? Oh, but a balchov siluk doesn't work. Okay? That's what he wants to say. A balchov siluk doesn't work. It's a chiddush. So go to where I underlined. Behind Unami. So now how's he going to be masber what? So what do we set up till now, guys? Let's get it. What do we set up till now? Tosas of the opinion of what? Mechila Ein, Tzricha Kinyan. We began Shira today with the third raya from this Gemara and Ksubas. Correct? That she didn't say a word. Mechila Ein, Tzricha Kinyan. That's fine. Third raya. But what else do we point out? What else do we point out from this Gemara and Ksubas? That Mechila Belev works as well. From this sheet of the Miskeres of what? Miskeres of Shulchan. The Ksosas, how could that be? Dvarim shebelev, eino dvarim. Dvarim shebelev, they don't work. Halach lamaisa. Dvarim shebelev don't work. So how could it be? So what does the Ksos say? Go ahead, Nachum, what do you say? Read that line. So he's masber the Gemara and Ksubas. Hainu nami. Hainu nami,
time in the hashda, the hasibbe, hey? Shamim de mechila debila.
The machla, midlo.
Midlo tibai.
Excellent. So what does the Ksos say? The Ksos says an amazing thing. Generally, guys, Dvarim Shebelev ain't a Dvarim. Dvarim Shebelev, they don't work. Dvarim Shebelev, the halach is, they don't work. Okay? Normally, Dvarim Shebelev ain't a Dvarim. But a Dvar Sheyadua L'chol Ha'olam Shebelev Kol Adam, then that works. Kol Adam is Mahani. If everyone knows if a woman hasn't claimed her ksuba for 25 years, it must be she's mahal. Okay? So what emerges from here, I want you guys to get this down. One sec, Pinchas, we'll get to you. What you see from here is the following. From this Gemara, Mechila Ein Tzricha Kinyan, Tosa says, but according to the Miskeres HaShulchan, you also say that what? That Mechila Belev works. Mechila Belev is considered. What's it called? Miskeres HaShulchan, Hashem the Marashah. Mechila Belev works. What did the Ksos say himself? Mechila Belev never works. So the Ksos says, Mechila Belev, lo Mahani. So how's he masber the Gemara? He says the Gemara is a special case. Everyone knows about it. I'll give you an example. The Gemara has a case in Kedushin Mem Testament Base. Guy sells his house on making condition of Aliyah. Then he can't make Aliyah. Is the sale bottle? Yes. Everyone knows the reason why he sold the house is because he made Aliyah. But it's Dabar Shablaif. He didn't say it. He didn't verbalize the time. It doesn't make a difference. That beats the general rule of Dvarim Shablaif ain't in Dvarim. Okay? So therefore, our Tosus brings a raya from that Gemara that Mechila ain't a Tzricha Kinyan. Beautiful. But you can bring another Nakuda that Mechila Belev works. Says the Niskir Sashok Mashim Marshak. So it says, no way. Mechila Belev does not work. If Mechila Belev does not work, how are you Mazbar Gemara in Ksubis? Because Yadua Belev called Adam. If it's Yadua Belev called Adam, then everyone knows that what? That it works. Mahani, it works. So I want to say based on this, I want you guys to get this down. How would the Bahag reject this Gemara in Ksubis? What's the Bahag's opinion? Mechila Tzricha Kinyan. How do you get out of this Gemara? You know what I would say? Generally, Mechila needs a Kinyan. But this is such an extraordinary case that it's Belev Kol Adam, then such a Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan. You follow what I'm saying? It's such an obvious case, you don't need a Kinyan. The whole purpose of Mechila Tzricha Kinyan is to make sure that the Kinyan is binding, right? It doesn't need to be bound, because it's Yadua that she wants to do this. Why didn't she claim for 25 years? Okay? So I want to use that Ksos to reject the Raya of our Tosos and save the Bahag. That's how the Bahag would read this Gemara. And the truth of the matter is, I want you to get down a fourth Nafkaminin. We said that there are two approaches to Mechila. Is it Siluk or is it what? What was the other possibility? I'm being Makna what? I'm being Makna the lien that I have as a lender. So it's possible to say that Mechila Belev would be another Nafkaminin. Because Mechila Belev would work me din what? Why would Mechila Belev work? Mechila Belev would work midin what? Midin hakna, it doesn't work. But midin siluk, why shouldn't it work? And that's the what? That's the Miskeres HaShulchan. Miskeres HaShulchan says that Mechila Belev definitely works, and the mechanics are because it's midin siluk. So what emerges, guys, is a fourth nafkamina to we had so far, whether Mechila works. As we had two approaches, Stephen, yesterday. Is Mechila considered to be a siluk, where you just remove yourself? Or there are certain liens I have on your property that I lent you $100,000. When I be mochel alone, I be mochel you that lien. Or is it called a hakana? So we had now four nafkaminas, right? One of them was what? One of them was we need a kinyan or not. Tzricha, kinyan, olo. The second nafkamin was Baal Korcha, Shal what? Shal Lova. Third nafkamin is what? Mechila Lekatan. And four now is Mechila Belev. Okay? But with this Ksos, we are saving what? We are saving the Baha'i. Because we want to say it's so obvious, Halacha L'maisa, that there is no what? There is no what? There is no way to say that you should need a kinyan. Why should you need a kinyan? At all, none whatsoever. Okay, first Yosef and then Pinchas. Yeah, what do you say?
So Rabbi Chia was he paskening in the case of his nogein?
Yeah, that's why the Gemara says that went to other Amoraim. Okay, it's a good point. It gets very complicated that sugya. Did they write a shtar drachta? But for our purposes, he said he didn't think he needed to. That's why they went to other Amoraim. Good point, Yosef. Yes, Pinchas. What do you say?
So the answer of the Ksos is that everyone in the world knows that after those 25 years.
Yes.
But everyone in the world besides her knows it. Meaning her claim is that she didn't.
No, but it means objectively. It's like the case of selling your house for Aliyah. This guy loves his house. He never would sell unless he's making Aliyah. A regular Omana who needs her Ksuba would not rest on it for 25 years.
But this was clearly a different case.
Okay. That's what she claimed. Allah Kalamaisa. Yeah. That's what she claimed. So he claims that true. For 24 years in the 9/10 of the year, you were mochel. Now you just changed your mind. And that's too late already. Okay? So that's the first raya that we have today, the third raya. Okay? But I want you to get that. You follow me? Ben, you got me? That's the chiddush you want to suggest. Yeah, quickly, Johnny. Go ahead.
You also, for this case, this is the first case we've seen that. I mean, the Bahakitiv is that this mechila is not, it's more passive. I mean, no one's actually coming up and saying, I'm mochel. I mean, by the by the worker, he actually said to the Baal Bas, probably, I'm mochel you, that you don't pay me, or by the Eved, I'm mocheling myself from freedom. Meaning here, she doesn't say anything at all. So clearly, you don't need a kinyan. Meaning there's no really mechila. Just her passivity created a mechila scenario.
Right, that's correct. That's correct. There was, that's true. There were, well, mechila always is from, you know, you're being passive, that you're saying, I don't want to pay.
No, but you're doing the action of actually speak, of actually.
Okay, in other words, by the Eviknani case and by the Evik case, go get paid. Okay, that's a question of how far he took it. When I said go get paid, what did that mean? How to interpret that? Go get paid
for the other guy. Getting paid for the other, at least he went up to the boss, you know what I'm saying?
It's the boss being mochel, remember? It's the employee that, the employee said, I'm with that. Sorry, you're being mochel your ability. Okay, you're right.
They're actually coming together.
They are speaking. Okay, it's a good point. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is there's
a chance for a kinyan in those cases.
Right, but I'm saying this is such an obvious case that maybe the Bahag would also say you don't need a kinyan. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay, such an obvious case, Lamaisa. For 25 years, just like Mechila Belev doesn't work generally. So how do you be Mazber the Gemara? Because it's a Darshia Dua Belev Kol Adam. That's Taka Mahani. So I'm saying that situation, the Bahag would agree, Bechila and Chukam. I'm supporting your point. I'm saying it's similar in that sense. Okay, we got it? Viter now, Nachum. Let's go. Viter in the case, okay? We got Viter. Next Tosis now. Sorry, next line in the Tosis. Go ahead. What do you say? Go ahead. What do you say now in the next line of the Tosis? Umeitanu. This is the fourth riot. So, go ahead. The mode have it behu. Period. Now, what's the pshat over there? Take a look at the packet, guys. What's the first page in the packet? Read that. Read that, please, for me, Nachum. Lamed Hey Med Beis. Go ahead. Gufa. Oh, I'm Tobiah from Yui, and you said to me, Rebbe, I owe you barley. So the Gemara says you're putt even from barley. But you said you're chayev. Gemara says, my, go ahead. My. Mishnah says in Shuas, if I'm Tanu Chitin in your motor Misorin, you're putter. Go ahead. So why do you need an Amora to say the same thing? So Gemara says, Ime Hasam. There it is. Gemara says, Beferet, you're putter. Now, why are you putter? Zuck Rashi and Tysus, they're in Baba Kama. Go ahead. Oh, what does Rashi say? Rashi says what? Mechila. Who's being mochel? Eli. I was tovea wheat. Nachum says to me, owes me barley. By me claiming wheat and not the barley, I'm being mochel on the barley. It's the mechila of the tovea. What does Tysus say there? Where I just underlined there? Go ahead, Nachum. Near Akorcha Nire. Yeah, right above the underline. Akorcha Nire. Excellent. So let's get the case. Tanu Chiti, Behodalo Basori. Tanu Chitin, Behodalo Besorin. What's the din? Tanu Chitin, Behodalo Besorin. What do you say? Pater. Pater from Af Dmei Sorin. Pater Af Mi Dmei Sorin. Which is very bothersome because Nachum was Motim Yosmi Barley. Right, Uri? Why should he be Pater from the barley? So Rashi and Tosfos say, Mechila Shel Toveya. Because I claimed the wheat, I didn't touch the barley. I didn't say a word about the barley. Must be I'm being Moichel. Where's the Kenyan? Mechila ain't Sricha Kenyan. That would have been a theoretical fourth riot for Tosos. But Tosos so honest, he says, you're not going to ring. He doesn't like it. But that's what he says, right before us. Mechila Shel Toveya. And there was no Kenyan there. Go ahead, back to our Tosos, Nachum, what do you say? So Tos says, I don't want to bring a riot from there. Why not?
Right,
There's that key word. It's not because I was mochel, I'm the barley. And therefore I wasn't tovea, so there shows I was mstama mochel. Ella what? That's kind of like the word you said, Johnny, mstama, because I didn't speak about it, right? Ella hainu tama, new reason. Ella hainu tama, milo? Period. Excellent. What does our Tosu say? And the Rosh in Baba Kama I gave you? Rosh be Baba Kama. He says the reason why your putter is why? Hodah shall who? Hodah shall who? Shall Toveya. By me claiming the barley, I'm sorry, by me claiming Zach. By me claiming the wheat, you got on there? You got it looking, you have it in there in the Tosis. You have it in both? You understand what I'm saying, Nachum? I was Tovea the wheat, not the barley. By the fact I'm Tovea the wheat, I'm being moded to you, not Mechila. I'm being moded to you that you don't owe me a cent of barley. Hodah shel Tovea, neged what? Hodah shel Nitpa. Who's the Nitpa? Nachum. They face off against one another. If they face off against one another, what's the din? Motsu mechavero, olav aviraya. Nachum doesn't have to pay me a penny. That's this amazing shot of Tosus. It's a hodah. It's a reverse hodah. It's hodah of the Toveya. Since it's a hodah of the Toveya, what do you see from here? You see from here, halach lemaisa, that what? That what is it? It comes out that your putter has nothing to do with our question of the Chila Tzricha Kinyan or not. I would have thought it does, but it doesn't. And how does Tosus prove this, that it's Hodah? Go ahead, Nachum. Next few lines, go ahead. Mazik Omer Loki, Ella?
Ella Katan Hezik et Hagadah.
The Tzoveach, period. So what's the case? The Gemara takes this case, Ellie, and compares it to the following case in the Mishnah Baba Kama. What does it say in Baba Kama? You have two oxen chasing after two other oxen. The Nizak, what's Nizak? The one who was damaged, says that the Gadol damaged to the Gadol, and the Katan damaged the Katan. Is everyone familiar with what a Tam is? Tam pays Chatzi Nezek, at least the first two times. A Tam pays Migufo. What does Migufo mean? Tam is Mishalein Migufo. That's a klal in Baba Kama. Migufo means from the worth of who? From the worth of who? The damaging animal. Yigufo shall the damaging shall behema hamazik. That's the cloud. So I'll give you a very good example. Let's say an animal gores another animal. The damages were worth $1,000. If you're a tom, you pay what? $500. But let's say the damaging animal is only worth $400. It's an upper limit. You only pay how much? $400. You won't pay the full $500. You can only pay half damages up to the upper limit of what? Of the behemoth that's mazik. But the behemoth that was mazik is only worth $400, Ellie. So you won't have to deal out $500. You don't have to deal up to the worth of your animal that's damaged. You understand? That's the cloud. That's why I call it an upper limit. So what happens here is as follows. What happens? You know what the mazik says? The mazik says, my animal, the guttle animal, damaged his guttle animal. Let's say it was $1,000 and $1,000. Each one was worth $1,000. It's a tom. How much do you pay? $500. He's demanding the nizik that I should pay him $500. You know what I say in response? My katan damaged your guttle. My katan's only worth $400. I'm only going to pay you $400. You see the machlokas? That's the machlokas. And the Gemara concludes that in a situation where we're both bari vibari, what's the din? I'm 100% clear my cotton did it. And you're 100% clear the gadol did it. What's the din? I don't have to pay a penny. I don't have to pay a penny. I don't have to pay a penny. What are you talking about? Nachum admitted that there was a damage. He just claims that what? That it was the cutting that damaged the what? The gadol, right? That's the machlokas. Why should he not have to pay a penny? The machlokas is, was the gadol damage the gadol, or did the cutting damage the gadol? That's the machlokas between the mazik and the nizik. The nizik wants more money, so he says the gadol damaged the gadol. The mazik wants to pay less money, so he says the cutting. And the maskan is the mazik doesn't have to pay a penny? That's a pella. He's agreeing that he should pay something. What's the answer? No, he's not. Because the fact that I claimed, what did I claim? I claimed, meaning me, the Nizik, said the gadol damaged the gadol. I'm denying that my cutting damaged it. So I'm denying it. So it's a hodah. So if it's a hodah, I don't have to, he doesn't get a penny. It's a hodah. You follow me? Do you understand this? It's a denial. He's basically messing himself over. He's messing himself over. He won't get anything. What do you mean? Why shouldn't I get anything? I should get at least something. The mazik admitted that the cutting did something. So why doesn't he have to pay at least that? Let him pay at least the $400. You know what the answer is, Ellie? Because the nizik claimed the gadol did it. By him claiming the gadol did it, he's denying that the cutting did it. So based on that, he doesn't get a penny. Zuck the choices. You see that this principle is based on hodah. Because the Gemara compares this case with the case of Shnei Shvarim in Baba Kama. The fact that the Gemara compares the two cases, it's working with the mechanics of Hodah, not Mechila. That's the Pshat and Tosis. We got it crystal clear? Nachum Klor? That's the Raya of Tosis. It's a beautiful Raya.
Wait, so it's just because they compare the two cases in the Gemara and
Yeah, the Gemara is comparing the two cases. Just like you're totally putter by one, the Gemara says you're potter by this case too.
This farm, or could you say
that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says above a comma. Says, me the parakha law. Since the Gemara compares it to and asks kashas, the fact is it's working from the same mechanics.
Right, also
tells
us the meaning it's impossible to say
the and what did you say, Nachum, very nicely, like Johnny's saying? You can't say mechila. You're screaming at me. You're screaming at you should get, you should, you, that, it wasn't the gadol, it was the cotton. So that's not mechila.
You're admitting you have to pay.
Yeah. You see, he's yelling at, he wants money. Right? I'm saying, Nachum, you owe me a lot of money. Gadol, here's a cotton. He says, Rabbi, no way, cotton. But at least you're saying something, not being bolcho. That's not mechila. That's not mechila at all. So obviously, you're working off the hodah of the toveya. And the hodah of the toveya gets him what? In trouble, and therefore he won't get a penny. Not only will I not get the gadol that I wanted, I won't even get the cutting. Because my claiming the gadol is admitting, denying that the cutting did it. Even though Nachum admitted that it was the cutting. Because it's a hodah versus a hodah. It's a zero. And as Johnny pointed out, the Lashon HaTais is screaming. Don't tell me it's working based on the Mechila Yonah. Here, go ahead, what was your kasha?
My kasha is, what if the person whose cows were damaged says, I don't know how to pay
So that's what the Gemara says. If you're a Bari Vishema, then you have to pay. Mm-hmm. Then you have to pay, right? If you're a Shema, you don't know, then you have to pay. But in the case, the Gemara's conclusion is that you're a what? It's a Bari and a Bari. That's the conclusion. If it's a case of a bari, masik, efilu, and both of them are bari, the mazik gets nothing. Halacha l'maisa. If it's a shema, then it's a different case. Halacha l'maisa, right? If it's a shema, then, you know, he doesn't know. So if he doesn't know, I say to Nachum, you know, I think there was a damage here. You say, Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, yes, there was, but it was a cutting that did it. I say, Nachum, I'm really not sure. In that case, then Nachum would have to pay me. Because I'm not denying that fact. You follow me? But if I proactively say, I know it was the gadol that did the gadol, I'm denying that it was the gadol. Okay, so that's exactly what Tosfos Umasik, the Gemara concludes, in the case, Afilu Kidamar Mazik Leisle. When they're both bari, you don't get a penny. That's a proof that it's based on hodah. Now, I want you to get the following, okay? So you got the packet here? Take a look at the packet in the rush, okay? Now, Lamaisa, Tosos points out here, okay? I mean, the Rosh points out Rav Meir HaLevi. You see where I underline towards the end, Nachum?
Yeah.
You know what? Why don't you just read where I underline?
Okay.
redistribute the underlying parts from the beginning of the simon. Go ahead. Tet Vav and Tet Zayin. Go ahead. I'm a rabba in the Rosh Nir and Baba Kama. Go ahead.
I'm a rabba Bar Natan. Tanu chitin v'hodalo v'sarim pater. Peir shashi pater af midimei sarim. Teha omer lach sharim yehiv lei v'achule achile gabe.
Excellent. Chayim.
Chayim pishu v'hatosuz kemen v'tanu chitin v'lo tanu sarim mocholo ha-sharim.
Excellent. Okay, let's go, Vaita. Go. So then he asks Akasha. Go ahead, it's Mihani. Just a two, one line there. Yeah, just read where you left off. It's Mihani al Svarazu.
It's Mihani al Svarazu. The milter shpichihu. Sheesh la adam kama tibios achariro. Venotse le tova sam de hamachas. The tova achas mehem la machas mehem.
Umishum hachi. What's the first kasha? Listen to me. If you have a friend that owes a lot of money, you think when you go over to him, you're going to list off all the things you're owed the money? Person doesn't list off all the things that he's owed. Just because I claim chitim and I don't claim sorim, that means I'm being malcho? Come on. That's a tremendous kasha. That's number one. Number one, he asks. It's a great kasha. What's number two? The ode. The time of the Masnissen.
The time of the Masnissen. Lachishum mechilahu. Ela the time of Achrina ita b'Masnissen. Sharei hanizak modesh lo hiziku. Ela shor echad.
Shetano Shagadol Iziko. Okay, so let's get the two kashas down. We wrote so far how many reasons why Tano Chitav Olav Sorin Yipat even from Sorin? Rashi Tosis in Mechila. What is our Tosis in the Russian Baba Kama? We're going to see in Beferish now inside. It's Hodov the Tovet. It's a face off. The two kashas are number one. If someone owes you a lot of money, the first time you go over to them, you don't list everything. Just because I listed one thing doesn't mean I mochel the other. That's number one. Number two, when you talk about the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says Beferish. The Mishnah says Beferish, and this is a tremendous kasha, Lamaisa. If you say it's dealing with Mechila, how can it deal with Mechila? How can it deal with Mechila? The guy's yelling. It's not Mechila. He's yelling. One guy says Gadol damaged the Gadol. The other guy says Katnihin is Gadol. There was no Mechila. Just by the fact I'm saying Gadol, how am I being Meichel? I'm not being Meichel at all. Those are very two strong kashas that the Rosh has. So go ahead, skip down where I underline. Elo Vadai.
Elo Vadai, Hodash,
Hodah, Oh, there it is. So we wrote it on the board. It's Hodah versus Hodah. Now, let me ask you a question. Let me give you two nafkaminas. Please get them down between these two approaches. What would two nafkaminas be? We once mentioned that there's a concept called the chiyuv lotzis yirishamayim. What does a chiyuv lotzis yirishamayim mean? Do you want the slate clean between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if you feel that it's not enforceable by a Beis Din, but you still want the slate clean, should you shell out money or not? You tell me. If you hold what, Ben? That the reason why Tono Chidulot of the Sword is parted from the Sword is because of what? Because of Mechila. Do I have a Chiv to have the slate clean? If it was Mechila, there's nothing there, no? If it's based on Mechila, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the reason why you're parted from Sa'orim is because of Mechila, right? Then do I have a mandate to wipe the slate clean? There's nothing to wipe the slate clean. He was Machol Amani, right? But if you say it's a Hodah versus Hodah, the guy was still Moda, he owes the money. Then if you firmly believe that, then pay it off, Nachum. So number one, nafkimin is chiv lotzis shemayim. This is Rabbein Yerucham. Rabbein Yerucham discusses this. Okay? Netiv gimel chelik beis. He says, if you hold Odah, you're chayiv. If you hold Mechila, you're potter. That's one nafkimin. What's another nafkimin between these two approaches of how you learn it? Tano chitin, the hodolob asorim. Johnny, you got that? One nafkimin. What's another nafkimin? Let's say Adim come afterwards, Nachum, and say that I'm chayiv sorin. Aiden shechayiv al sorin. What do you say? What do you say about this? They're aiden that I'm chayiv on sorin, that you're chayiv to sorin. If you hold mechila, what's the din? If you hold mechila, what's the din? Halacha lamaisa? Oh, so if you hold, what's the only thing in the world of halacha that can beat out Adam? What's the only thing in the world of halacha that can beat out Adam? Halacha lamaisa. What do you say? Hodas baldin. Exactly, Yosef. Hodas baldin kime Adam dummy. Hodas baldin is kime Adam. So the Meiri says, you're potter from Sauron, even if they're Adam on the Sauron. Because I was moda. I was moda, Nachum, by me claiming the wheat and not the barley. I'm being moda that you don't owe a penny. But they're Adam that say, yo, doesn't make a difference. If it's based on Hodah, I'll write it down. You are a putter. If it's based on Mechila, Halacha Lamais, if I'm based on Mechila, then what's the din? Then you would be Chayiv. Do you understand? Because what's the Mechila? I was mocha by claiming wheat, not barley. But the Adam say that what? The Adam say that you're Chayiv. So if you say it's Adam, the Maisa, then I'm Chayiv. That was an implicit Mechila, that's wrong. It was in the face of Adam. And the Shach writes in Simon Pechesiv Kontet Zion, he says, how is it possible that you're able to say that through Hodah, Lamaisa, you're still Potter? Because the fact is, my Hodah messes up the Adam. It's Potter Lamaisa, it's stronger than the Adam. Halacha Lamaisa comes out to be stronger than Adam. So what emerges is two reasons so far, Elin Rishonim, why Tanu Chitim Olam Sorim, Potter Yirim Sorim. Rashi Taisus Bechila, Taisin Rasha Baba Kama. Now let me ask you a question, Nachum. Any way to answer this Taisus? How would you answer Rashi and Taisus to the Rosh's Kasha? How would you answer that? So I'll tell you how to answer, I think, would answer both Kashas. Look back at the first page. And this is the Sefer Gedulei Shmuel points this out. Gedulei Truma, rather. The Sefer Gedulei Truma says, let's read the Rashi and Taisus one more time together. Go ahead. Potter, read that Rashi, Potter. Rashi says, Potter, Rashi saying both. Rashi first says Hodah, then he says Mechila. You notice that?
Yeah.
And I think it's, look at Tulsus, you say the same thing. Look at the, read that line. Al Korcha Nir, the Rabbi Barnasim. So, see the Vav?
Yeah.
So, according to Rashi and Tosis, maybe we could say, according to Gedulei Truma, Eli, that Rashi and Tosis hold both Svaras, not only Mechila, they hold Hodah and Mechila. And therefore, once you say that, so then you can what? Then you can basically what? You can answer both Kasas of the Rush. Because the Rush attacked and said, you think a guy when he's owed money claims all the numbers that he owes? 100 different chovos? I list off everything in the notebook that you owe me the money? I don't do that. That's if you're working with Mechila. But Lamais, if it's Hodah, the truth of the matter is you can hear it much better. I am being Moda. By me claiming, the truth of the matter is the Rush says it was all one case. The Rush says the Mishnah was one case. All the Mishnah is talking about one case, Zman Chitim of Vesil, and Nitpa says also Zman Sorim of Vesil. It's all talking about the same time. The Bas Achas. It's talking about the same time. The same Maisa. Was it wheat? Was it barley? Was it wheat? Was it barley? So by me claiming wheat, I'm being Moda. You don't owe me a second about barley. But I want you to get down in your notes, it's possible to say that according to Rashi Vitaisvis, it could be a confluence of both. Rashi Vitaisvis, at least according to the Gedulei Shmuel, Gedulei Truma, I keep saying Gedulei Truma, it's a different sefer, Gedulei Truma. Gedulei Truma says Mechila v'Hodah. Okay? It's a confluence of both. It's Mechila v'Hodah. That's what we want to say if you read the Rashi and Taisus very simply. Okay? Not very simply, very closely. Okay? That's how we want to say it. So what emerges is two reasons, but there's a third reason as well. Yes, Ellie, real quick, go ahead.
Understand how they could say both. I mean, we're playing. It's like seem like a.
No, because if I ask you, if I'm Tan Uchitin from Nachum, he's Moda to Sorum, why is Moda Potter? Two reasons. Mechila and Hodah. I'm being Mochel on the what? Barley. But I'm also being Moda that he doesn't owe me any barley. It's too smart.
How can that.
How can you be playing both sides?
It's not playing both sides. It's saying that there's a combination of both svaras.
I'm
saying the nafkaminas we get distill it down to two independent reasons.
If you're being mochel, you're automatically being...
Not necessarily, but there are different mechanics al pidin, Eli. One is an institution called mechila, and one is called hodas baldin. They're two separate categories, right?
But don't you have moya within mechila?
No, think about it. What is mechila saying?
Mechila is saying that...
Mechila is saying is that you owe me the money.
But I'm mochel.
I'm mochel. What is hodas saying? You never were chayiv to me.
Right, so then... You wouldn't have one without the other.
I understand, but they're working differently regarding the halacha of what? We just gave two nafkaminas. Would you still have a chiyuv? Think about it. If it's not enforceable, would you still have a chiyuv lasa d'shamayim? If it's mechila, then what? It's totally canceled. If it's a hodah, you are being moda. The other guy's being moda. When you talk about hodah, don't forget about the other guy. Nachum admitted that he owed me barley. But I admit it, on the other hand, he doesn't owe me barley. So it's hodah versus hodah. So act on your hodah, Nachum. Pay me a chiv, let's do the shamayim at least. There's an extra legal chiv. But if it's mechila, there's nothing there. They're different, though, institutionally. We're saying that if you read Rashi and Tosfos closely, Rashi and Tosfos are saying both. And if you say it like that, you can answer the Rosh's kasha. But you're right. Okay, normally it's known as three distinct reasons. Let's get to the third reason, the Yad Ramah. Go ahead. What do you say, Nachum? Yad Ramah, go ahead. Remeir Alevi, in the rush. Go ahead. That's the third set where I underline. Barav Meir Alevi Zal. Like you're saying, Eli, not because of Odah. Velo Mishum de what? Velo
Mishum de Machdal. El Mishum de Hodah. So.
It's not registered as a good hodah. Why not?
Adai.
Daf Chof Tesem Beis. Inami.
Inami b'fnei beis din.
That's when you claimed him in Beis Din and he admitted in Beis Din. Kid Isa?
Kid Isa betosef da hodas baldin. Kime Eden. Ima tai bisman shetogo the hodah.
That's when you claim from and he admits. Aval?
Aval im hodah me atzmo yachol absorbo.
Hilkach.
I hadar ta'in, v'amar teni l'chol hapachot sharin, shodat li, v'amar misha ta ani b'chol patim. Aval imlo ta'an misha ta ani b'chol patim.
Oh, what does the Yad Ramah say? The Yad Ramah says a third shot. Why is ta'anu chitin v'hodolo b'sor and patim? Not because of mechila, not because of odah, but because of what? That it wasn't a good hodah. Meaning that Nachum's hodah was not a good hodah. It was a joke. Hodah shel nitfa was not serious. Shel nitfa was what? Lo emes ki yachol lahagid meshata nivachol. He can, Nachum can say, listen, Rebbe, I didn't want you to ask me anymore about paying. So I just said, I owe you barley. I kept asking him, give me the wheat, give me the wheat. He didn't want me to ask him anymore. So he says, I owe you barley instead. He didn't mean barley. He was joking. The only time you say hodas baldin is good is when you appoint two aidim to make it a real. Or you're in a beis din, in front of a beis din, and you admit to what you're being claimed against. So the Yad Ramah says the hodah of the nitfa is weak. That's why Nachum doesn't have to pay for the zahori. And that's the sheet of the what of the Yad Ramah, and also the sheet of the Ravid as well. Very, very what? Very strong what? Strong Svara as well. The Rosh doesn't like it because he doesn't like it that the Meshat Anivacha doesn't fit the Mishnah. But Lamaisa, what I want you to get is three different reasons in the Rishonim why Tano Chitin Horlo Sor is Pater, either because of Mechila, Hodar, Meshat Anibucha. And I would tell you, in the case of Meshat Anibucha, what would you tell me about a Chiv Lotzit Yishamayim? until you say to me that you're joking, you probably have to pay. And what about if there are Edom that come along? Well, as long as you say you're joking, you'd be chayv to pay as well. But you always have an out. You always have an out. So this is very important. I want you to know, you got to know the din. We got to know the three svaras we've shown them why it's so. But for our purposes, Tosfos says, this has absolutely nothing to do with the world of what? The world of mechila. And if it sheds no light, mechila ain't tzuchakin. See how honest Tosfos was? This would have been a potential fourth good riot, no? But he doesn't like it. He doesn't want to bring it into the world of mechila because it has nothing to do with mechila. It has to do with something called hodah. That's a shita. Yes, Johnny.
Remember the Rashi by Hodos Lavos on Days and the Days?
Yes.
When we brought the Torah. The Torah said, maybe you'll have the Havamina to punish the Malveh because he didn't bring Aiden. And we think, oh, maybe now he needs Mumchim.
Yeah.
He doesn't need Mumchim.
Right.
So like we're kind of like punishing him because he didn't bring Aiden. Shouldn't we do that here and punish the Nidva? Oh, you didn't have Aiden by this Hodah, so we should make you pay now for the barley.
No, no, it's not a punishment. It's no, it's doing.
Should we say that though?
No, no, because he didn't do anything wrong. He just, according to the Yadramah, he just Nachum wanted to say something so I could stop asking him about the wheat. So why should he? Why should we take it seriously? He wasn't serious when he said he owes me the barley. That's all. Why should we punish him? The question is, why don't we make him pay? He said he owed the money.
Right.
The answer is b'shatanim. It's not a punishment. He just wanted to stop. We don't take it seriously because odasbal din means nothing unless you say atemei dai or unless you're in the beisdin. So those are the three shittas in the Rishonim, Lomais on this din, but has nothing to do, Tosfos says, with our concept of mechil. Okay, weiter now, Nachum. Okay, let's go. Next line of the Tosfos, guys. Now a fifth raya. He brought four Gemaras, three were rayas, the fourth one he said is not a raya. The fifth one. Go ahead. Let's go back to our Tosfos, guys. Go ahead. Let's see. Damar Viter. In the Daktik Nami Klau. Stop right there. So there's a fifth Gemara you could have thought of, and Tosfos rejects it. What's the fifth Gemara? What's the case over here? You have brothers. If you have a father that dies, God forbid, the oldest son gets how much? The oldest son gets how much? Pishnayim, yes? He gets double portion. That's a pasuk in Chumash, that he gets double portion. The older brother says, you know what? He doesn't want it. He wants to get regular like the other brothers. He's being mochel the double portion. That's called viter. Viter is the synonymous word with the word mechila. What's the din? Mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. Mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. There was no kinyan over there. The bechor lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, takes pishnayim. And the halacha is that over there was no kinyan on the vitter, and it says he can't be chozer bal. The brother, it's all shiloh over there, whether it's on all the property or just one piece of land. But at the end of the day, guys, the older brother's being mochel is double portion. That's mechila. Mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. There was no kinyan in that gemara. That's a fifth potential raya. Tosfos says no raya. Why is it not a raya, Nachum? He doesn't say why. He just says ain't l'daktik nami klal. You guys tell me why now. You guys tell me. Zach, what does he mean? Yona, ain ladaktik nami klal. Write down in your notes. Tosfos doesn't say why. Why can't you bring a raya from there, mechila ain't tzricha kinyan? Uri, why can't you bring a raya now? And when it says ain ladaktik nami klal, that mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. The older brother's foregoing the double portion. He's not making a kinyan on that. He's being mochel. What do you say to that? Why does he say that it's not good? You guys tell me you're smart. What do you say? Goes back to what we said about the concept of Sivuk. Goes back to what we said about the concept of Sivuk. What do we say Sivuk only works on? Something that what?
You have.
Something you have. Sivuk only works on something you do not yet have. Do not yet have, Ben. So it means something you do not yet have. He didn't yet get the portion yet. Of course, something you didn't get at all, of course Mechila wouldn't need a Kenyan on that, right? But something that you're owed money already, on that maybe Mechila what? On that maybe Mechila wouldn't need a Kenyan. He says you have no Raya from this Gemara. This is what the Maharam wants to say, okay? The Maharam says, ain't ladak de klal, because you don't have it yet, Uri. So something you don't have already, and you something you don't have already yet, and you just say forego, I don't want it. Maybe on that you don't need a kinyan. But something that you have already in your pocket already, maybe in order for mechila to work, you would need a kinyan. That's what ain ladak de klal is. Let's get it down. Okay? So that lamaisa is the way Tosis wants to say it. Halacha lamaisa. So I'm saying, in essence, what that is, Ben, basically, what that is that Siluk was the hesber for why you didn't need a kinyan. So basically, what I'm saying is that Tosis is very honest, and he's saying, you know, my approach to Mechila is Mechila ain't Tzricha Kinyan because Mechila is a Siluk, you never need a kinyan anyway. But those who oppose me, like the Bahag, might say, you know what, that's no Rai, you don't need a kinyan because you don't even have it already. You don't even have it. So if you don't even have it, for sure you don't need a kinyan. I hold so powerfully that Mechila doesn't need a kinyan that even if you have the thing already, Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. Okay? So that's what Tais is basically saying, aim the doctic nami klah. So, how many kinyanim do we have, Lamaisa? How many nafkaminas we had? We had four so far. We had four different nafkaminas on the shayla of Mechila, whether it needs a kinyan or not, doesn't need a kinyan. Okay? I want to add a few other nafkaminas on this question of how you approach Mechila. Okay? Next nafkamina I want to just point out is Mechila on a Dover Shalob Olyolim. What's a Dover Shalob Olyolim mean? This comes up in Exos in Simon Reish Ayin Ches. He asks Akash on Chumash. How did Esav sell the Bechor? It was a Dover Shalob Olyolim. There's a machlokas all over Shas between Reb Meir and the Chacham. Can you sell a Dover Shalob Olyolim? So the Exos says, how could you sell it?
With the Moter, no?
Yes, all those Shilas. In the beginning of Perek HaMafkid, a Dover Shalob Olyolim. Get down. The Chum say you can't sell it? Remeir says you can. We pass on the Chum. Can you do Mechila and a Dover Shalob Olyolim? What do you say? Can you do Mechila and a Dover Shalob Olyolim? So this is an interesting Shiloh, okay? And Halacha Lamaisa, it comes out, very interesting, on a Dover Shalob Olyolim, what do you say? So the Ma'arit al-Ghazi says, Halacha Lamaisa, and the Mefurish around the Ma'arit al-Ghazi is in the back of Maseches Bechiris. Ma'arit al-Ghazi. Okay? It's in the back of Maseches Bechiris. He points out very beautifully, Halacha Lamaisa, that it shouldn't work. It should not work. Halacha Lamaisa. He says it should not work. If you hold what? Hakna, it's not going to work. Pinchas. Because you can't make a kinyan out of future. Lo, chal. But if you hold what? If you hold siluk, why not? And that's exactly what the Ksos says. What Esav did is he walked away from it. Siluk can work on a Dover Shalob Olyolim. You can remove yourself from a Dover Shalob Olyolim. And that's exactly what he wants to say is an afgamine. So that's how it works al Torah. Now some say the reason why it worked, what's the chisaron of a Dover Shalob Olyolim? Why can't you make a kinyan on a Dover Shalob Olyolim? It's not there. The Maisa Kinyan's weak because it's nothing for it to be Nifasan. Can't be whole. What's the other reason? It's a Chisor and Das. It's a joke. It's not there. No one's serious about it. Remember we wrote on the board yesterday three ingredients of a Kinyan and Alaka? What are the three ingredients? Das Koina, Das Makne, and a Maisa Kinyan. So either the Chisor of Darush Lolam is on what? Nifas? Ain Bema Nifas, right? There's nothing for it to what? To be nitfas on? Ain. Bema nitfas. You can't have, it doesn't hold on it, it's a chow. Or you say it's a chisorn and what? Chisorn and das. So the other, Rivosh says he took a shvuah. He took a shvuah that he was going to sell it. So the shvuah overrides the lack of das. Okay? That's another reason. Another answer is Kodamat and Torah. So Kodamat and Torah that you could sell things that were futures. Okay? Oh, interesting. But this is a nafkamina. Now I have to tell you, it's Mefurish in the Tshuvas Aran, in Simen Chof Gimel, that Mechila is a Siluk, and he still says it doesn't work on a Dover Shalob Olyolim. So that nafkamina goes out on the water, according to the Chiddush Aran, the Aran and the Tshuvas. But the Ma'arit al-Ghazi points this out, this nafkamina l'din, which we're pointing out, the Ksos al-Tayr. It's not al-Tayr, it's a Ksos al-Simen Reish Ha'an-Khazi, that's a Kash on the Chumash, Parshas told us. Okay? So that's a fifth nafkamina. Would Mechila work on a Dover Shalob Olyolim? If it's Siluk, why not? If it's Hakna, you got to follow the rules and regulations. And we gave three answers with Asa. Either it was Kodama and Torah, either was a shvua, shvua takes care of the lack of das, or you could say it was a siluk, and siluk works on the davar shel ovel yom. Okay? That's a fifth nafkamina. Sixth nafkamina. Let's say you have a din Torah with someone, God forbid, he's chayv to you a shvua. Motiv be miksas. Can you be mochel the shvua? A guy owes you $100. He says, I only owe you 50. You have to take a shvua on the other half. Can I be mochel the shvua? Says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Yud Beis, Sif Yud Zayin. Halach l'maisa, that mechila works on a chiyuv shvua. Mechila works on a chiyuv shvua. Mechila al chiyuv shvua works. Mechila al chiyuv shvua is chal. A mechila on a chiyuv shvua is chal. The Shulchan Aruch, Simin Yud Beis, Sif Zayin. Says the stipler, what does that arise to? Siluk. You can't be machna to someone a shvua. He has a chiyuv to shvua to me. What do I mean machna to him? Nothing. The stipler says it works midin siluk. That's a raya. If it was midin hakna, you can't be mochel. Hakna is something that you have a lien and you give it back. You give it back. So if you give it back, unless you give it back, that's siluk. Siluk, it works. Chal. If you say it's hakna, it's not going to work. That's what the stipler says. Hakna, it's not going to work. It's not a kin. You don't have a chiyuv. It's not chiyuv. It's not mechilable. That it's nitan mechila. Lo chal. If it's hakna, hakna, it's going to be lo chal. Okay? Not going to be chal. Oh. Two other nafkaminas I want you to get on this, these approaches. Okay? Two other nafkaminas I want you to get on how you approach the institution of mechila. And that is, can you send a shliach to do mechila for you or not? What do you say? Can I have a shliach be mochel the money or not? What do you say about that? Halach l'maisa. So the Sefer Divrei Emes says it depends. If you hold that it's hakna, can I send someone to buy an object for me? Of course I can. Shluch l'shalom kamoso. If I hold that it's a siluk, siluk's very personal. Who's the only one can misalik and walk away from it? The guy himself. Not a shliach. It's like the Tosas Rid says, a mitzvah sheba goof. Can you appoint someone to put tefillin on for you? Tefillin's got to be on your arm. No one else's arm. Like the Tosas Rid says in Kedushin, shliach does not work on a mitzvah sheba goof. So can shliach work? If you say hakna, yes. Can you appoint a shliach to be mochel the money for you? If you hold hakna, yes. If you hold siluk, no. So you write that down. Hakna, yes. Hakno chal, and if you hold what? If you hold siluk, lo. Siluk lo chal. Okay, and the last nafkamina on this, okay, that I want you to get, is the following. And that is that can you be chozer, halach lamaisa, toch kedei dibor? There's, let's say, you owed $100,000, you wake up and you say, you know what, I'm mochel. Then 2 seconds later, you say, no, I'm not mochel. What's the amount of time of Tokei Dibur? Shom Aleichem, Rebbe Amori. You're buying something in the store, you see a Rebbe, you're able to say Shom Aleichem, Rebbe Amori, and still have an ability to what retract from the payment. You're about to buy something by the cashier, you see a Rebbe, you say hi, you still have the ability to say, oh, I don't want to buy the thing anymore. But you're given the right to say hi to your Rebbe, and then retract from the deal. So, can you be chozer toch kedei dibor? What do you say to this? What do you say? If it's Kenyan, yes. Every Kenyan you have to talk to the Dibor. Hakna, Cain, right? If you hold Siluk exactly like Johnny said, you're done. Lochal. Once you walk away, you walk away. You're done. You have no ability to retract. And that's what the Sefer Divrei Emes says in Ma'areches Erech Mechil Oshkes. He gives this nafkamina. Very interesting that you would not be able to. This is what the Chiddush is. The Machane Ephraim quotes this in his Siman. If Mechilas Hakna, you can be. If it's Siluk, you're done. Once you're done, that's it. You're finished. Chalkas Yoav, remember I told you the Chalkas Yoav wrote a Sefer called the Kaba Kashyasa, 101, 103 Kashas. In Kasha Mem Vav, he argues. He says, even if it's Siluk, he says against Johnny. Amach Leikis the Chalkas Yoav and Johnny. The Sukkot Shavarev is Talmud. the Chakasov against Johnny, if you hold Siluk, can you still be Chozerbo? So the Machan Ephraim says you're done once you do Siluk, like I wrote on the board. But the Chakasov in the 46th Kasha claims that what? Even if you hold Siluk, you still can be Chozerbo. Okay? Chelkas Yoav, Talmud of the Avdenezer. Talmud of the Avdenezer wrote the Sefer Kabi Kashiosa. He wrote Chelkas Yoav and Kabis Kashiosa. In the 46th Kasha, this is where he what? This is where he makes this assumption. Okay? So we got this. Now I have to tell you, no, Siluk generally is something that's what? That's not in your Rishus, but maybe we're using it, Lamaisa, in all these areas, even if it's something that you do have. That's what's a little bit mechudish that I want to just point out to you. Because usually we said Siluk is something what? Something that you didn't yet have, halacha Lamaisa. You know, that's what we pointed out, but the truth is, we're using spanning Mechila in all areas and utilizing the Svar of Mechila, of utilizing the Svar of Siluk as well. And that's how, in fact, remember we said the Machlokes whether Mechila needs a kinyan or not? If you hold a Takna, you need a kinyan. If you hold Siluk, you don't have. That's even something that you had already, no? Or maybe it's esoteric, though. You know, it's not like you had land or you had money in your pocket. You're owed the money. You have a lien. A lien's not something you have in your pocket. So if you think about it, Ben, the truth is when you utilize Siluk, maybe you see Luke is only on something that's esoteric, not something that's concretized in your pocket. You follow me? So this is a running eight nafkaminas in these two approaches. But I have to tell you, there is a third svara that we have to make sure we say over before we move on in the next part of the Tosus. Because the next part of the Tosus gets to a new world called Kinyan Suder. The first part of the Tosus Geshmak was Mechile. Ain't Sricha Ken Sricha Kinyan. Next part of the Taisus, from the last line to the end of the Taisus, puts you in a new world called Kinyan Suda, which will begin in a few moments, but we'll get to tomorrow, B'Zashem, because I want to finish up the Taisus, and I want to go through the shtickel that I have in the Sefer, okay? That I wrote on Kinyan Suda, Gedin Kinyan Suda. So I have photocopied for everyone, so you have it for tomorrow, Allah Lamais, okay? So we'll finish up the Taisus tomorrow, and I want to go through that shtickel, okay? But let's just close this part of Mechila with the third svar. What were the two svar so far? Siluk, or what else? Hakna, I'm being makna the lien that I have back to you. There's the third svar in the name of the Ritva and the Rashba that say it's kilu hiskabalti. You ever heard of that? We treat it as if halacha lamaisa. You already paid me, Nachum. Siluk is, I walk away. Hakna is the lien that I have, I give back to you. The third approach is, we treat it al pidin as if Nachum actually paid me. Ki'ilu iskabalti. That's what the Ritva and the Rashba say. Okay? We'll actually write number three. Ritva, Rashba say, it's like a matana. Ki'ilu iskabalti. We treat it as if, I say to you, Nachum, as if you gave me the money. Don't worry about it. As if you gave it to me. Kilu iskabalti. Which, if you think about it, it really fits well. Either you walk away from the thing, either any liens that you have because I lent the guy money, I really give back to him. The third way is I treat al pidin as if he actually gave me the money. It's like a matana. And the Ritva writes this, Beferish, I'll give you the maramakom, okay? The Ritva and the Rashba write this Beferish. Ritva is in Kiddushin, Halach Lamaisa, and Daf Yates. The Ran in the Darim Chavdal Manav quotes the Shem the Rashba, Kilis Kabalti. So write down the Ran in the Darim Chavdal Manav Beshem the Rashba. Nidarim Chavdal Amad Aleph. Okay? It's also the Ritva and Kiddushin Tet Zayin Amad Aleph, Dirmasko Ella, that they say Mechila is like a Matana Kilis Kabalti. I think matan is the same thing as saying as if I received it. But it makes sense logically, too. You have the three permutations. How many chilek or skilek walk away from it? There was a loan from it. I never heard of it. In the skilek, I walked away from it. Two, the liens that I have, I'm giving back to me. Three, as if he actually paid me. Okay? But these eight nafkaminas, we work with the standard two approaches, that it's siluk or hakna, but there's a third approach. And I want you to think, because that's what the Torah Shabbat Peh is. You have to know inside, like we're doing the line of the Taisus, every line of the Taisus. We also have to do the Svaras too. Okay? And that's what we're bringing out. There's a third Svara. Okay, very good. Now, let's begin the new world. Okay, we'll just begin it. Lamaisa. And that's the world of kinyan suitor. We've been saying all along, kinyan, kinyan, kinyan. What is the word kinyan mean? Kinyan means das machne, das kone, and a meise kinyan. But usually stam kinyan means a handkerchief. It's a handkerchief. The two litigants made a kinyan between themselves. Whatever the guy says goes. You make a kinyan suitor at a chasana. I take my pen, the father of the chasana, the father of the kala, are mischaving themselves to support this couple, to bring them together at the tanoim. At the tanoim, they lift up the kinyan, they lift up the pen as a handkerchief. Sometimes when I remember, I bring a handkerchief. Usually as I forget. But a suitor, I like to use suitor, because suitor means a handkerchief.
Suitor and chalipin are synonymous?
Yes. There is a little bit of a difference, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But usually, a chalipin could be what a shava, where it's a pure swap, where it's barter, where you could swap oranges for pears and they're the same amount of money. That's literally chalipin, which is called shava b'shava. Suitor is I buy a $1 million mansion with a $3 handkerchief, but it was a swap, but they're not equal. So suitor usually means when they're unequal. Chalipin means usually when it's shava b'shava. But in general, they're used synonymously a lot, Johnny, okay? They are used a lot. So when we talk about pshara tzricha kinyan, there was a kinyan made between the litigants, okay? And of all the kinyanim in the world, and let's introduce it now, so we'll be able to pick it up tomorrow. When you talk about kinyanim in the world of halacha, in kol Torah kulu, there are two categories. There is what we call karka. Let's get this down as introduction now. So what are the three kinyanim that you have for real estate in halacha? Mishnah and Kiddushin.
You could build a fence on it. What's it called?
Well, let's start with the easiest, kesef. You want to buy a piece of real estate, a field or a parking lot in Manhattan? Money works. What's number two? Star. You give a document over to the guy. And what's three? Chazaka. Chazaka means one of three things. Either you build a fence, or you walk around it, or you build ditches. You show demonstratively that it's yours. Those are the three kinyanim. It's a Mishnah and Kiddushin for real estate. What about for metalpel and movables? How do you do metalpel and movables? Some examples are hagbah, excellent, meshicha,
kesef
is a good question. Good question, Yona, but I want to tell you that at a deraisa level it works. Please get it down. Midrabanan does not work. That's called dvar, Torah, ma'os, konos. Midrabanan, they said it's not kona. You got to know that. Why Midrabanan and not Kona? Why Midrabanan and not Kona? Midrabanan ain't no Kona. Why not? You can't buy a metalpin with money, a car. Because the Gemara says the following rule. If I give money to someone to buy 30 bushels of grain, I say I'll pick it up in 3 weeks. God forbid, let's say there's a fire that happens in his silo. Is he going to try to save it? No, because it's mine. Because of that, Chazal say that I don't own it with the money. I only own it when I do a meshicha. So that'll motivate him to save it. That's called nisrafu. Nisrafu chatecha ba'aliyah. Maybe the wheat will be burned up in the attic. And they said that kesef does not work on metalpin. They got rid of it. And they said that meshicha is the only thing that works on metalpin. You follow me? Not the only thing. You said it very well. Hagbah, meshicha, then there's mesira. Well, that's for a Goslin. We're talking about two guys who want to make a kinyan. A kinyan means three things we said yesterday in Shir. Kinyan, you need three ingredients. Das machne, das kona, willingness of the seller, willingness of the buyer, and you need a meisa kinyan. Okay? So you got the world of kinyanim. There's always the track of karka. There's the track of metalpel. There is one kinyan that spans both. And that is a kinyan suitor. Kinyan suitor is the one kinyan, which we're going to talk about tomorrow. What is the uniqueness, God willing, in that? The greatness of a kinyan suitor. Kinyan suitor works in both. We're asking why that's so, okay? But kinyan suitor spans both worlds. And it works for karka and it works for metalpel. Question is why? We'll see that tomorrow. But that's what's going on in our sugya here. Okay? When you make a pshara, there was a kinyan, the kinyan suitor was done. So Nachum, just read let's begin the first line there. The bottom of the Tosfos, go ahead. What do you say? Okay? The bottom now of the Tosfos, where we finish the world of Kinyan. Now we go ahead, and we can. The very last line there, yeah? That's what we're up to. You guys gotta put a big period after the word klal. Okay? Because it begins a whole new topic. Now, really should be another Tosfos, okay? It's not a really another Tosfos because it's connected together, but they're really it could have been another Tosfos. What does he say? Go ahead, Mikan.
Mikan Chazer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Mordechai.
Who's known as the Rivom, Shahaya Ragil. You want to make a Kenyan suitor? You know what the Rivom used to say? What did he used to say? And I want you to get this down, and we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Jacob, you got me? When you talk about Eden, please get this, okay? We'll close with this. Please get it. When you talk about Eden, there are two types of Eden in Halacha. For Gittin and Kiddushin, if you don't have Eden, it's blown up. They are called Eden L'Kiyume Hadover. Gittin and Kiddushin is Eden L'Kiyume Hadover. What does Kiyume Hadover mean? They are essential. If you don't have Eden out of Gittin and Kiddushin, it blows up. They are L'Ikuva. You follow me, Stephen? Without Eden on Gittin and Kiddushin, you can't have a get. You have to have Eden. They are called L'Kiyume Hadover. That is Gittin the Kiddushin. But when it comes to what? Dine Momenus, what's the story? They're called Adim Livrure Hadover. They're for clarification. If I lend someone money, I recommend there's Adim so he doesn't play games. But if I lend you $100, Lachem, do you still owe me your money if there's no Adim? Jacob. Of course. Why do I get Adim? So that no one plays a game. But they're not essential. You follow what I'm saying? The Rivom used to say, and we'll close with this, that just like you did the Kedushin need Aiden, can you suitor in a business deal, a mansion to buy, is essential. But he backed out of it. Okay? And that's what we have to explore tomorrow. This whole suit you call Kenyan suitor. For some reason, he felt that Kenyan suitor should be like getting the Kedushin. At first glance, it's nuts. Why should buying a mansion be like getting the Kiddushin? The Adim are essential. That's what he used to think. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll stop here. Let's stop a minute. Okay, who wants to daven for the Yomi? Jacob, you haven't davened for a while. Let's go. Yeah? You davened already.
Get out of here.
You want to daven?